Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
Welcome into the soul of business on Money FM 89.3. I'm Melissa Hyag, and I'm very pleased to have joining us today on the line out of Delhi, Mr. Soham Chokshi, co-founder and CEO of Shipsy. Hello, Soham. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Melissa. Thanks for having me here. Glad to be part of the show.
Thank you. How would you describe the state of the logistics industry between the years 2020 and 2021?
That's an interesting question, Melissa. I mean, if I were to just sum it up in one word, it's been dynamic, right? So ever since, the pandemic came in, of course, it's brought a lot of uncertainties all across. But one thing that has happened is there's been a massive push towards deliveries to the homes, right? What's really happened is that the way end consumers, like you and I, the way we shop, it's undergone a big change, right? So, rather than going to the stores, doing the shopping, a lot of it has now moved online and gone to home deliveries, right? So that's the big shift that has kind of come in. And what's also happened is because of the remote working scenarios and people working from home, businesses have had to use a lot of technology to be able to meet these growing customer expectations, right? And overall, there's a lot of liquidity that entered the system, right? And because of this, the demand globally, the demand for goods, right, it really increased from the end consumers. Essentially because of this great demand and the move to home deliveries, a lot of new business models have actually come in, right? So now you can actually get groceries delivered to your doorstep in, say, 15 minutes or even 10 minutes, right? Or same day delivery of, clothes from your favorite apparel company, right? A lot of this could not have been foreseen in the past, right? And so essentially all of this dynamic change in the last mile has also impacted the global freight industry, right? Sourcing patterns have changed, right? People, the way they source goods across the countries, people have had to keep fallback plans, backups because of the uncertainty, right? And this has led to, a rise in freight rates and container, imbalances across the world. So, to say the least, it's been dynamic across these years. And I think the world is still kind of coping with the change and seeing how technology can actually come in to reduce the uncertainties.
Well, I think the industry has been amazing in how it managed to pull through the 2 years of COVID-19, given that, demand for it was much higher. But at the same time, it was facing the same kind of pressures as the rest of society, the lockdowns, the restrictions of movements, and yet we still managed to get through the 2 years pretty well.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
After the last 2 years of that kind of challenges, moving forward with economies reopening, what are some of the new challenges or maybe the return of some old challenges that the logistics industry might be facing now?
Yeah. No, absolutely. So what's happening right now with things reopening, right, is now people have got to adapt to the omni-channel world, right? It's going to be a hybrid between, say, deliveries to homes, buying from the stores, and essentially retailers, logistics companies, manufacturers, they all need to adapt. I think one constant theme across all of this would be that how can we balance growing customer expectations along with ensuring that costs can be kept in control, right? Because definitely, deliveries to homes, quick deliveries, it all sounds very exciting, right? And definitely for the end consumer, it's a lot of convenience, but it comes at a cost. So how can businesses ensure that they can keep costs in control while ensuring that they can deliver these experiences and drive initiatives such as sustainability, reducing the carbon emissions, carbon footprint for delivery, right? So these are some of the interesting things that lie ahead of us.
I came across something that's called hyperlocal on-demand delivery operations. Could you explain that a bit and why is that significant or important?
No, absolutely, absolutely. And this comes back to, the original question of the omni-channel world, right? So think about it. Earlier, we used to go to stores, we used to buy things, but now you can actually get things delivered to your home from a store nearby, right? Or from, let's say a restaurant or an apparel company, right? And what this means is that all the operations have actually become hyper-localized, right? Which means that, you have goods that are traveling lesser and lesser distance within a city. There is a lot of forward deployment of inventory. You know, retailers are stocking inventories closer to the customers and ensuring that they can be delivered in lesser and lesser distances. So essentially, this is what is meant by hyperlocal, right? That doing things within a small radius, right? Mm-hmm. Now, what does this entail, right? So essentially, this entails a complete automated allocation of deliveries. Let's say when you place an order for, let's say, you know, medicines, right? You can order medicines online. So what's going to happen, right? That order is going to get routed to a store that's near to your home. Post that, you know, there would be a driver that's going to get automatically allocated to go and pick up the package from the store and bring it to your home. And all of this time, ensure that we can also batch some of the orders. Let's say somebody close to your home also placed an order at the same time. Mm. How can both of these deliveries be batched together so that the total distance traveled and the carbon footprint can reduce, and we can bring in process efficiency as well into the picture?
So how exactly would technology come in to enable hyper-local deliveries? Because it sounds very much like still at the final stage of it. You still need a lot of manpower, a lot of labor. I take it that the technology can only help with the back-end operations of it? And how significantly does it help?
Not really, actually. The whole idea with the technology is to bring in things like machine learning to see how these deliveries can be batched together in a manner such that cost reduces, right? Essentially, at the heart of all of this, Melissa, is zero manual intervention, right? That is what we push, right? Because see, when you have just 15 minutes to deliver an order, you can't afford to have any kind of manual intervention that's kind of coming in, right? And what happens kind of behind the scenes when you place that order, right? So there is a machine learning engine that has a real-time location of all the drivers that are available, the estimated time of you know, movement to the store, considering things like traffic, considering the distance to the delivery to your home. You know, considering things like orders placed nearby. Mm-hmm. Not just that, you know, where technology comes in is things like route planning, route optimization, right? If, you know, the driver has to do, say, 2 or 3 or 4 deliveries in a route, what is the best sequence in which the deliveries can be done such that the commitment, time commitment to the customer can be met? At the same time, the total distance traveled can be reduced, right? And through the deployment of these kind of technologies, we've kind of demonstrated anywhere from 16 to 18% reduction in the total distance traveled for drivers on a daily basis, which leads to significant cost saving.
Okay, I'm trying to digest all that. You're talking a lot about process efficiency.
A lot goes on behind the scenes. Lot of things goes on behind the scenes when you know, place an order.
And also cost savings and process efficiencies you've talked about, that's a lot to digest. At the same time, you know, sustainability practices are now increasingly being demanded, not just by governments, regulators, but also by consumers, right? So how can those people in the logistics industry turn sustainability practices into business practices? Or how do they contribute to sustainability?
No, absolutely, Melissa. And I think, you know, logistics is a very critical part for all businesses and a huge lever to drive sustainability. See, when we think about driving sustainability, Melissa, there are majorly two things that have to be done. One is, on a per delivery basis, how can we reduce the total miles traveled for that order? How can we reduce the distance traveled or total miles traveled? The second is, how can we have greener miles, which means that even the lesser miles that are traveled, how can they be done using more sustainable means of transportation, right? Now, what does this mean? We kind of discussed a few things around reducing the distance traveled through route planning, route optimization, you know, batching orders that are going in the same direction. But at the same time, how can we use, say, electric vehicles in the last mile, right? How can we give a prioritization to, let's say, somebody with an electric bike? Or how can we ensure that, let's say, if the distance is, say, under 1 kilometer, it can actually be done on bicycle? So all of these are majorly, it's under these two segments. Either we can reduce the distance traveled along with ensuring that the distance traveled is through greener means of transportation. And there's actually a wonderful way in which all of this can be pushed through things like gamification, showing, you know, all the drivers on ground, you know, giving them badges, stars, things like that, and really gamifying the whole thing, right? Such that all of this can be pushed on the ground.
Okay. We have just about a couple of minutes more to go. I just want to quickly get your view on how business businesses can simplify cross-border logistics and global trade?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, actually. And, you know, with, you know, globally, people are looking at other destinations for sourcing, right? And a lot of countries in Asia, this is a huge opportunity for them to capitalize on cross-border trade. So one of the things that, you know, businesses can do is adopt technology to ensure that they're procuring containers at efficient rates. You know, of course, with a lot of the containers, the freight rate soaring, right? Deploying technology to ensure that the costs are kept in control. Second is to really have a complete Amazon-like experience for their customers, right? So to kind of ensure that even if they're delivering, say, outside to another country, right, their customers have a complete real-time visibility of the order, where it's when it's going to reach, if there are any delays, proactively communicating to the customers through the technology of any delays such that even the person sitting on the other side in the other country, they have a complete real-time information about, you know, their orders.
Wow. Thank you so much, Soham, for your time and information, telling us about an industry that we rely so much on, but actually don't know very much about.
Absolutely. Yes. We interact with it every day, Melissa. But there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes, and you're absolutely right. You know, over the last 2 years, while, you know, we were fortunate enough to be at the comfort of our homes, the entire logistics industry kind of came together, united, and actually delivered something that was above and beyond the expectations of all us consumers, right? So thanks for having me again, Melissa, on the show. Glad to be here.
Thank you so much. And that was Mr. Soham Chokshi, co-founder and CEO of Shipsea, a logistics management platform, speaking to us live from Delhi. I'm Melissa Kiel for the Workday Afternoon. You are with Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.